proportion to your faith. If your gift is service, devote yourself to service. If your gift is teaching, devote yourself to teaching. If your gift is encouragement, devote yourself to encouragement. The one giving should do it with no strings attached. The leader should lead with passion. The one showing mercy should be cheerful. The theme for youth this year is tell your story. And today we have three youth gifted with storytelling abilities. Telling their stories today to show how we can use the spiritual gift we have been given by God in our everyday life. The students of Sunlight also share their gifts of music every Sunday at the 9:40 service. And every year, Sunlight travels to spread God's love to others through our music. Last year's tour took us down to Florida Key, where we were able to spread our message and impact others as they impacted us in return. This year, we will participate in the first Sunlight mission trip to Jamaica to share our musical ministry. In addition to concerts here in Gainesville, featuring all of Sunlight, we will be taking approximately 40 students, parents, and volunteers to share Sunlight's unique ministry beyond our country's borders and views. For any Sunlight trip, members are expected to contribute both financially and with their time by volunteering for various fundraising and service events. But we are here today to ask for your help, because the use of funds from the mission box can help supplement what we raise. This morning, please pray for the spiritual preparation and development of the Sunlight Mission Team, for the financial support of this trip, and for the chance for us to learn more about our spiritual gifts throughout our journey. Thank you so much for your ongoing support and love. And now it's time for us to leave the tradition to begin our service. Welcome home. Please stand and greet those around you.
As you are able, and let us worship God together as we sing out of the one great love in our opening hymn, Oh, for a Thousand Tongues to Sing.
My glory of my heart.
made us all this unique spiritual gift. We are all different in our talents and passions. You alone know your given talents will manifest in us. Lord, let us use these special abilities to tell our story and embody your faithfulness. You have granted these gifts to us, your children, so that we may better this world. You may be seated. And now please turn your attention to the screen as we watch a video showing the ways, many ways where you share their spiritual gifts with Trinity.
Down from a broken sky, traced out by the city lights. My world's from a mile high, best seat in the house tonight. Touch down in the cold black top, hold on for the sudden stop. Breathe in the familiar shock of confusion and chaos. All those people going somewhere, why have I never cared? Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah. 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 Step out on a busy street, see a girl and our eyes meet. Does her best to smile at me, to hide what's underneath. There's a man just to right, black suit and a bright red tie. Too ashamed to tell his wife he's out of work, he's buying time. All those people going somewhere, why have I never cared? Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah. 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 I've been here a million times, a couple of million nights. Just moving past me by, I swear I never thought that I was wrong. But I want to say
as we each bring our own joys and concerns to God in prayer, we want to also remember those who are in the hospital and in rehabilitation. Will you pray with us? Dear God, help us use our spiritual gifts to serve others and spread your faith. We are blessed to have unique qualities that make us different from our neighbors. Thank you for allowing us to possess the potential to change this world for the better. Help us to make the right decisions and use our gifts to glorify you. Show us the path you have laid out especially for us. Guide us with your love and acceptance, molding us to be the best person we can be, created in your perfect image. Amen. Today, we are singing the Affirmation of Faith and the Lord's Prayer in a song named Manifesto. This song is an exciting way to celebrate our unity in Christ, and we invite you to pray with us.
Thank you. Therefore, get rid of all ill will and all deceit, pretense, envy, and slander. Instead, like a newborn baby, desire the pure milk of the world. Nourished by it, you will grow into salvation, since you have tasted that the Lord is good. Now you are coming to him as to a living stone. Even though this stone was rejected by humans, from God's perspective, it is chosen, valuable. You yourselves are being built like living stones into a spiritual temple. You are being made into a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
Children anymore, but neither are they adults. This period of life is extremely malleable, so if the youth doesn't crave spiritual milk now, they might not ever. This is why youth group is so important for me. It's my spiritual milk. I owe youth group and all of the wonderful people in it for helping me form my personality and my passions. Were it not for the many mission trips, retreats, scripture nights, and relaxing Sundays right before exams, I'd be willing to wager that I would not be the same person I am today. So what makes youth group a place where we young living stones can be built into the spiritual palaces that God intends for us? For me, it's the welcoming atmosphere. You see, in the awkward years people generally refer to as middle school, I was the epitome of a turtle stuck in the shell. It's not that I couldn't come out, it's just that there was no motivation, no real reason to join the social world. No reason, that is, until I returned to youth in my 8th grade year. Upon my return from a year of absence, it didn't really seem like much had noticeably changed about the youth group, but it seemed more welcoming for some reason. I felt a sense of belonging that I hadn't felt before. I liked it. I craved it. So that summer, I decided to go on team efforts, the middle school mission trip, and because of the sense of camaraderie it instilled, it was perhaps one of the most fun and spiritually illuminating experiences of my life. It awoke in me a passion for mission trips because I was serving God's people and I was becoming closer to my brothers and sisters in faith. From that point on, I made mission trips my spiritual sacrifice that I was sent to God. Now, when I step through the door of the youth building, I know that I've crossed the border into a place where I know I'll be accepted and, more importantly, satisfy my craving for spiritual life. Thank you all for allowing me to step.
The thunder creates darkness. Doctor, come forward, let us pray together. Gracious God, you are the giver of all good things in our life. As we give back to you now, please take our offerings and gifts and use them for the good work of our church community. Amen.
This world to give, so
I know the plans I have in mind for you, declares the Lord. They are the plans for the peace, not disaster, to give you a future filled with hope.
My name's Mariah. Ever since I was a kid, I've grown up in a loving, Christian-based, disciplined, use your manners, family dinners type of household. I've known about God my entire life, but it wasn't until I got older that I began to grow in my relationship with Him. The main things that keep me coming back to youth every Sunday, it can be hard at times when I'm one of the few seniors at both Sunday and youth. Julie, Brian, and Aaron have all done so much, not only for me, but for each one of us throughout the years. I can't remember a time when I have called any of them and they weren't willing to drop everything and let me talk to them about what has been going on in my life. Each one of them has taught me what a true follower of Christ looks like. Our generation lives in an age of bullying, gossip, slander, and hatefulness. I know for me these things have destroyed my self-identity and confidence as a young woman. I always look forward to seeing all the smiling faces throughout the church because it is every one of you that lifts me up and encourages me in all the right ways. Youth is where I've been able to discover my spiritual gifts and learn how to use them to serve others. Youth and Sunlight are places where I'm equipped to talk about the good news of Jesus. I get so excited just talking about Him because I know that I am advancing in my relationship. I am accelerating in my discipleship more than I could have ever imagined, especially with three small groups, which plays a huge part in who I have become. It has helped me take ownership of my faith on a deeper level. I have been able to ask tough questions and share doubts and struggles without fear of rebuke. Youth in some way is where I have made all of my best friends. These are the friends that I will keep in my heart for eternity. They have been the ones I can go to and confess things to them and tell them anything and everything without feeling judged. Although these are my favorite things about being a part of these two amazing groups the last 6 years, my great experiences were built on the foundation that my parents have laid out in front of me. Without them, I definitely wouldn't be the person I am today.
They can see the good things you do and pray for a Father who is in heaven.
Good morning, I'm Lisa Kirby.
I'm Dallas Kirby. We are the youngest of four siblings who have all grown up in Trinity. We joined in the youth program as soon as we could, and Sunlight the next year. Combined, the two of us have already been on 5 tours, and we are looking forward to serving on this year's tour to Jamaica. This year alone, we are participating in 3 different mission trips together: the Spring Break Medical Youth Mission Trip to Nicaragua, Sunlight Tour and Missions to Jamaica, and the Summer Appalachian Service Project in July. I learned at youth this year that one of my top spiritual gifts is service, and through Sunlight and Youth, I'm given many opportunities to express it. Last spring break, we were given the chance to go on our first international mission trip with our parents and older sister. That trip was eye-opening to me about what we take for granted here in the United States, like air conditioning, coolers, and electricity. Many of the houses we visited had dirt floors, and farm animals roamed in and out of their homes. The closest medical facilities were miles away on dirt roads from the people that we were serving. They would come to us in their best clothes because that's how important we were to them. It made me realize that we take being able to go to the doctor here whenever we need to for granted. We brought doctors with us to give people the medical care that they have never received before, like optometrists and audiologists.
One of the coolest things for me was being able to converse with the children because I had been to level 1 of Spanish at the time. It was a whole different level of connection to know these kids were walking over a mile just to come and see us and then be able to talk to them myself. And the mothers were so trusting of us. they would just hand us our children, or their children, not ours, but they would just they would just hand us their children, and they would trust us because they knew that we were there out of love and would help them. I can't wait to get back this year, having had another year of learning Spanish and conversing on an even deeper level with you. I saw God in the safety of our travels, and by the way, we were greeted and welcomed by the people of Nicaragua. They were so grateful and generous to us, even though we were supposed to be there to help them. One of our patients came up to us with blurry vision and he was almost deaf. He traveled with his mother so that she could help him communicate with us and the people around him. We met him in a place called Death Valley where a lot of people couldn't hear, and then we were able to clean out his ears and give him glasses. He could see his mom clearly for the first time, and as well as the gorgeous country around him. When his mom told him that she loved him and he heard it and saw it for the first time, it was the most incredible moment, a definite God one. And God put me there to be a part of it. It was awesome, and I'm so grateful for Trinity for providing all of these opportunities for me to use my gifts and speak and serve God's kingdom with us.
I wonder if I'll ever find my way. I wonder if man to walk in his ways. And on the night before he was to die, he shared a final meal with them. He took bread that night and he broke it. And as he gave it to them, he said, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And after the meal, he took the cup and gave thanks. He shared it with them and said, "Take and drink all of you. This is the blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you do. Remember." Let's pray. Gracious and merciful God, we give you thanks. For you welcome each of us to this feast where we might be nourished on your goodness. Pour out your Holy Spirit now on all of us gathered here and on these gifts of the bread and the cup, that in receiving them we might recognize the presence of Christ, his body and blood given up for our sake and for the sake of the world. And may we rise to go out from this place ready to use those gifts that you have entrusted to us to share your story by sharing. Invite those who are serving this morning to meet with you. Here in Trinity and in the United Methodist Church, the table of communion is always an open table. Everyone finds welcome here because of Christ's great love for all of us. You'll see that there are servers in front of several of the sections here at the front, and we invite you to come forward, beginning at the front and out the left of each section. Receive bread from a server, take the bread and dip it into the cup. After you've received, you can return by the right side of your section, and if you like, you're always welcome to spend time in prayer at the altar. Everything is ready, and we welcome you to the table. were framed in that grave. And today, our youth have led us with courage and with grace in sharing their stories. Their stories that are a part of God's larger story and how grateful we are. There are some other youth among us today that I want to make sure you are aware of that are over in the atrium who would love for you to come and see them so they can serve you some pancakes. Our scouts are celebrating this week and next week the 50th anniversary of scouting here at Trinity. And so I'm sure you're feeling a little hungry after worship this morning, so head on over and enjoy that. And now our youth are going to lead us in our closing. Maddie?
Please stand for our final lesson today from Numbers 6:24-26. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you.
May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.